All right, Jebel, say good morning. Let's continue. We're picking up on, still in Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11, page Kuf Hei. Vahaya Zet Limus. If you remember, again, we're focusing now, say thank you for the coffee. We're focusing now on the section over here where the Ramchal is speaking about the difficulty of distancing oneself from arayos, from immorality. So if you remember again, in yesterday's shir, so the Ramchal spoke about the idea, he compared the concept of arayos, or I should say the framework of arayos, to nazirus. What was the idea by nazirus? Even on a technical level, the nazir is prohibited from drinking wine, but you see that Chazal extended that prohibition to apply to grapes, moist grapes, dried grapes, things soaked in grapes. And it teaches us an incredible concept, right? I should say an incredible construct. V'haya zeh limud. This teaches us something very important. Top of page Kuf Hei. Shelim de Torah lechachamim. Eich yasu him hasiag le Torah. B'mishmeres shenim sar biyadam la'asos l'mishmerta. Through Nazir, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Chazal how to create a siag, how to create a protective fence around halacha, in order to go ahead and guard it. Kiyom du min ha-nazir le'asar ba'avor ha'ikr, gam kol de damila. We learn from Nazir that it is not just enough to prohibit the prohibition itself. Rather, one must prohibit other things that are like the prohibition and whose performance could lead to the prohibition. So we'll say, so logic would dictate that in life, there are two categories. There is that which is mutar, that which is asr. That which is mutar is permitted. That which is asr is asr. And let's move on. But yet we know that human nature is to walk a fine line. And if you walk a fine line, inevitably what occurs is I fall on the wrong side of it. So Chazal understood, based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's construct of Nazir, to go ahead and create a protective barrier, a recognition that if I make for myself a gather, if I make for myself a protective barrier in life, so that even if I fall and even if I fail, which inevitably I do, I fall into the safety net of the barrier and not into the depths of the actual prohibition. V'nimtza, shasta hatorah b'mitzvah zo shel nazir, ma shemasru l'chachamim shiyasu b'shar kol ha-mitzvos, l'man das shezeh ritzono shel makom. Kishaoser lanu echa min ha-isurin, yilamid sasum min ha-mafurash la'asar kol ha-karov lo. This is really an incredible yisod. So it turns out, says Ramchal, that just like by nazir, the ikr of nazir is that I shouldn't drink wine. That's the ikr of nazir. But yet, again, so many other things are prohibited, lest I come to that prohibition. So at the end of the day, this becomes a paradigmatic example for how to go ahead and deal with life. Don't just live life in black and white, mutter asr. But at the end of the day, I have to create for myself protective fences, protective barriers. At the end of the day, how do I create a little bit of a cushion, a little bit of a safety net, to ensure that I don't fail, crash, and burn in life. So therefore, it says in Ramchal, now you begin to understand, when it comes to the world of arayas, when it comes to the world of immorality, so sometimes there is a profound necessity to prohibit things which themselves may not be asr, but yet may lead us to inappropriate behavior and conduct. He says, "Dahainu, bein b'maisa, bein b'riya, bein b'diber, bein b'shmiya, bein b'machshava." As we're going to see, there are some things that Chazal prohibited that are actional because they might lead ultimately again to something inappropriate. There are things that Chazal prohibited when it came to the world of riya, what we look at, what we speak about, what we listen to, and even what we think about. Why? Even though these things may not, quote-unquote, be acts of immorality, but at the end of the day, they could lead one down the path of immorality. So we'll say, let's analyze these things. B'maisa. So what does it mean, for example, that Chazal prohibited certain actions, even though the actions themselves are not arayos? Dahainu, hanigia, So, for example, says Ramchal, the concept of arayos is a sexual relationship. That's arayos. But yet, Chazal also came along and said, negia, physical contact, even of a non-sexual nature. Chibuk is literally hugging, embracing. So over here he's saying that you see, Chazal went ahead and said that there may be certain things which in and of themselves are not prohibited, but Chazal said you can't do it because at the end of the day it will lead you down the wrong path. I would say, you know, what the Ramchal is really, I think we all struggle with this sometimes, that there are things that we know are usser, things that we know are usser, but we do them anyway because of the feeling that I know this is not the real usser, right? The real usser is something else. And although we don't like to articulate it because it sounds pretty ridiculous when you say it, at the end of the day, I got this, right? Rabbis, I know you have your concerns, but you know, I got this. I can handle this. Nothing's going to happen. And the truth is, those are famous last words, right? Famous last words of people who think they know better. We never know better than Chazal. Never. And Chazal ultimately were light years ahead in their comprehension of human nature and human behavior. So Chazal came along and said, listen, people are good, but people also toe the line. And at the end of the day, I will say, we speak over this many times, chait doesn't just, you know, poof, occur one day. Chait is the culmination of many smaller acts, many smaller decisions, some of which, in fact, may even be innocuous in nature. But when you put them all together, lead a person down a really bad path. So that's the meisim. It's true. The only thing that is prohibited in the realm of arayos, at the end of the day, is actual sexual relationship. But Chazal also understood that there are other forms of physical contact that are not good. Not good. Are they asur daraisa? Okay, you got me there. They're not asur daraisa. But at the end of the day, don't do it because it's going to lead one down a particular path. Next, Beri'ya. We'll say this is an incredible idea because this is something I think that is so difficult in our day and age. Amru Zichron Livracha, Yad Liyad Lo Yinakira. Literally, what I means, literally translation, it means from hand to hand will not be cleansed of ra. Will not be cleansed. What does that mean? Kalamerase ma'os miyado liyado kedei lehistakil ba lo yinake medina shel gehenem. Any person who intentionally counts money, right, gives money into the hand of a woman with the intention to look at her will not be saved from the judgment of Gehenna. Now, say what this means is, essentially, if I go out of my way to look at another woman, who's not my wife, to look at another woman, so such a person like that will not be saved from Gehenna. Now, I'll say, it's a pretty strong statement, right? Again, what is it? What's the prohibition of looking upon another woman? So at most, you could say maybe it's Lo sasuru acharei nechem, do not follow your eyes. But even that, it's not so clear, as we'll discuss it. That's talking about morality, right? Maybe some out of all the zup. I don't know. But it's a strong statement to say that I'm not going to be saved from Gehenna. So what does it mean that if a person goes ahead and counts out money in order to be able to look at another woman, he's not going to be saved from Gehenna? Mostly what it means is Chazal is saying, if you're going down this path with your behaviors, it's only a matter of time until you do something you're not supposed to do. Is the act of intentionally giving money to another woman in order to be able to look at her, is that an issur d'oraisa? Is that a rayis gamur? Maybe not. But at the end of the day, is this the type of behavioral construct that gets people into trouble? Dafko, going out of my way to look at a woman who's not my wife? Yeah. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of a long, dark descent. He goes on. Va'odamru. This is an incredible statement. The Gemara quotes over here, quotes everything around Shabbos. Why did the Dor HaMidbar, right? Why did the Dor HaMidbar require kapara? And I was saying, this is specifically talking about after the war with Midian. Why is it that after the war with Midian, the Jewish people required kapara? So the Gemara says, Mipnei Shezanu Einehem, page Kovav, Min HaErva. At the end, it says the Gemara, literally because their eyes benefited from immorality. What does that mean? Tachshidin shebechotim, tachshidin shebifnim. Lomar lecha shekala mistakel beetzba gitana shel isha, kila mistakel b'makom hatoref. Both say very strong statements. Why did Klal Yisrael, after the war with Midian, require kapana? Apparently because they gazed upon the Midianite women. Remember, beforehand, before the war with Midian, so there was a whole issue with actual immorality. But apparently the kapara, the post-war kapara, was necessary just because of looking, just because of gazing. Right? They gazed desirously upon these women, and therefore, again, that required in and of itself kapara. So the Gemara says, because any person, if a man looks upon even the small finger of a woman, but looks at her with a lustful desire and intent, it's as if literally he's looking at her makom erva. Va'amru od v'nishmarta mikol davara. So we'll say, so again, you see what the Ramchal is pointing out over here is that here, what are we talking about? We're talking about looking. Right, we're talking about looking. So is it really possible to say that looking upon a woman in a lustful fashion, a desirous fashion, it's not your wife, right? Ultimately is I'm not gonna really say this from Gehenna. These are very strong statements. So we'll say, so what Ramchal says is Chazal are trying to teach us an incredible idea that again, negative behaviors don't just appear one day. They're the culmination of a number of smaller steps beforehand that may in and of themselves not be totally prohibited and sometimes may even be innocuous. But when you put them all together, lead a person down a very bad path. So yes, lustful gazing and lustful looking, although by itself it may not be the Isser D'oraisa, but if that's the mindset that I'm habituating myself to, it is only a matter of time until I get myself into some serious trouble. We'll end with this last statement. The Gemara says, "Be'inyan va'amru od Chazal said Nevod Zara." But it's an incredible Gemara. "V'nishmarta mikol davara," you shall guard yourself from every evil thing. What does that mean? The Gemara says, "Shelo yistakel adam bi'isha na'a afilu hipnuya," that a person should avoid lustful gazing at a beautiful woman, even if she's not married. And be'ishes ish afilu himichu eres, right? And at a married woman, whether she's beautiful or not, right? At the end of the day, that type of gazing is always prohibited. Supposed to see that Chazal are telling us. And mostly, if you think about this, by the way, this is a pretty incredible idea, right? That Chazal are teaching me what I should look at. Right? They're both saying, generally we assume, like if there are two things that you don't have that much control over, it's what?
Eyes.
Right? It's eyes and ears. Mouth you definitely have control over, right? Right? What you say, I have lips, right? I have lips. I could choose to close my mouth, right? So we'll say, but what I hear and what I see, generally, like something could just come into your ocular range, and or someone could come into your auditory range. I can't necessarily hear that or know that, but I will say. But here's the incredible: Chazal is saying, "Yes, you can. You can control what you see. You can absolutely control what you see. Right? At the end of the day, you could condition yourself to look at certain things, to look in a certain way, to gaze in a particular way, and to avoid certain things. Because at the end of the day, if you don't control what you look at, if you don't control what you look at, then unfortunately, it's only a matter of time until I get caught in the web of immorality. So we'll stop over here. We'll continue on this topic tomorrow.